Today, my guest will be the young golf pro, Joe Campbell. If you recall, Joe had the rare distinction of shooting a hole-in-one worth about $50,000 in his freshman year of professional golf. I'll be talking with Joe Campbell right after this message. Joe, I come to the conclusion that golf is the sport with the most pressure on it for the individual, because every shot that you make, in my opinion, is tremendously important. If you miss one, it can mean the difference of hundreds of dollars. Well, how does this work when you're out there having to hit this shot, knowing if I miss this, it could mean a difference of $500 or $1,000?
Well, Jackie, I don't believe that most of us think about it, actually, until the last four or five holes on Sunday afternoon of the last round. Because then if you're in the position for this to make the difference, it might cause you to play a shot differently. Mm-hmm. But I think up until that point, we're all trying to get in that position, and sometimes we never know what'll happen till we do get in that position, and one shot, of course, can cost you two or three. If you hit a bad shot, it may take you another shot to chip out of the woods or something. And I know at Pittsburgh it cost me $800 a hole to play the last five holes, and I didn't like that very well.
That's quite expensive golf, I have to tell you there. What about the so-called hacker that goes out? What would be a tip that you would give him, Joe?
Well, I think, Jackie, the biggest thing that I found throughout my traveling around the country with golfers, most average golfers fade the ball or slice the ball, so to speak, and I think if they would watch their left heel, keeping their left heel on the ground, which in turn would keep their body balance throughout the whole swing, would improve them more than probably any single thing that they could do to their swing.
Mm.
That is the biggest thing that we find, and I know myself when I get to hitting the ball to the right, it's definitely my trouble, and a lot of times it's the biggest conversation on tour is the left heel and keep it on the ground.
I heard or read where Sam Snead, I believe it was, said that on putts from 6 feet and under, that you go back 6 inches when you take your putter back, and less than that going through. Now, is this the way the pros do it?
Well, a lot of the better putters, such as Casper and Doug Ford and Bob Rosberg, I think use this idea. Now, myself, I can't do that. A lot of people can, and a lot of people can't. I think it's what you're used to and what practice you've done all your life. I think that makes a difference.
Joe Campbell, I want to say thanks very much.
Jackie, thank you very much. It's certainly a pleasure being here, and enjoyed meeting you, and I have wanted to for a long time, and I certainly hope that I can maybe win one or two matches.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.